Dr. Pinsky dictating a mail IME on Gregory Taraska, T-A-R-A-S-K-A. Gregory Taraska is a 48-year-old male who reports he was injured at work on 8-19-18, period. He believes he injured his right foot, ankle, and leg, and was seen at Underwood Emergency Room the same day. Paired with this and subsequent evaluation, he understands his final diagnosis to be major fractures with a torn Achilles and peroneal tendons. Paired, he had 5 surgeries, including reconstruction on the heel and fusion. Paired, he's no longer receiving any active treatment. Paired, new paragraph, per the record supplied, he was seen at Inspirit Emergency Room at 8-19-18. Paired, he stated he fell off the ladder and landed on concrete on his right foot. Pretty had severe pain, and he had numbness and tingling in his toes and could not bear weight. Period. He scratched that. The ladder was about 15 feet tall. Pretty had no head injury or other complaints. Pretty had no low back pain. Period. He underwent lumbar spine x-rays with no acute fractures. Period. X-rays of the right foot demonstrated a common rib fracture of the right calcaneus. Pretty was placed in a walking boot and referred to orthopedics. Pretty was given 2 doses of morphine in the emergency room with good relief and discharged home on Percocet. Period. History was also remarkable for anterior cruciate ligament deficiency, probably treated surgically, as well as procedures on the ankle, comma, hand, comma, hernia, comma, and knee. Period. New paragraph. He was seen by Dr. Facaros, F-A-C-A-R-O-S, a podiatrist on 8-21-18. Period. He repeated x-rays showing comminuted displaced intra-articular calcaneal fracture. The ankle mortis was grossly intact and there was no identifiable fracture line. There was soft tissue edema to the hind foot. His diagnostic assessments were displaced fracture of the body of the right calcaneus, comma, sprain of ligaments on the right ankle, as well as pain in the right ankle and joints. Period. He was placed in a well-padded posterior splint and advised as to care of it. Period. He underwent CAT scan of the right foot and ankle on 8-24-18. That showed comminuted calcaneal fractures with overall loss of height. Paired Dr. Vicaris noted these results on a visit of But he also wrote he has intra-articular displaced comminuted calcaneal fracture, comma, Sanders, S-A-N-D-E-R-S type, Roman numeral 3, capital A, capital C, comma, Essex, E-S-S-E-X, Lopresti, L-O-P-R-E-S-T-I, tongue type. Period, he had lateral midshaft fibular avulsion fracture involving cortical sliver. Period. They elected to pursue surgical intervention. Period. On 9-5-18, surgery was done to be inserted here. Pretty followed up on 9-13-18 for his first postoperative appointment. Status post right calcaneal fracture with ORIF performed on 9-5-18. Period. He was continued on. Analgesics and non-weight bearing. Period. He saw Dr. Fakaris regularly. Period. On 10/25/18, he reported his pain had further diminished and he is running out of opioid medication for a few days. Period. He remained on ibuprofen and gabapentin, but had not yet received much benefit from the latter. Pretty was possibly planning to return to work on a limited desk-type duty basis, but this is now postponed. Period. X-rays showed stable post-surgical changes with increased bone healing, but requires further time. Pretty, there was no complication to internal fixation. Pretty, one of his new diagnostic assessments were displaced fracture of the right calcaneus with delayed healing. Period. Serial x-rays were performed and he was followed closely by Dr. Pakaris. Period. On 11/8/18, Dr. Pakaris performed minimal sharp debridement of scab formation. Period. He needed continued local wound care. Period. He required continued immobilization with semi-rigid arthrosis, standard size pneumatic walking boot, now with clearance to begin partial pressure with assistance. Period. He was also going to participate in physical therapy and continue his gabapentin. Period. New paragraph, we do have a CAT scan report from 8/24/18. Showing comminuted calcaneal fracture with overall loss of height. Period. There were no fractures of additional bones. Period. X-rays taken 9/5/18 showed comminuted calcaneal fracture. Period. There had been internal fixation with lateral plate and screws. Period. Position and alignment appear intact. Period. There is a cast in place and no other fractures were identified. Period. New paragraph. We do have the operative report from 9/5/18 to be inserted. Period. He followed up on 2/27/19 and scratch that. On 2/27/19 he had an MRI of the right ankle. Results to be inserted as marked. Period. New paragraph on 3/18/19. He was seen by pain specialist Dr. Kwan. Period. He diagnosed right foot pain, comma, chronic pain due to trauma, comma, sprain of the right foot, comma, and disorder of the right sural sural nerve. Pretty prescribed diclofenac gel, comma, oxycodone, comma, and Lyrica. Period. He was followed closely and had a visit at 4/16/19. They discussed proper use of his medications. Period. He exceeded the schedule again and could be immediately terminated from any further opiate prescription. Period. The only reason the patient was not terminated was because he's scheduled to see a new surgeon and may be scheduled for additional surgical procedures. He stated he understands his responsibilities regarding the medications and will not overuse them again. Pretty was instructed to bring his bottles with him at his next clinical visit so they could continue to count his medications. Period. Office visits would occur approximately every 2 to 3 weeks, secondary to overutilization of medication. Period. Dr. Kwan attempted to obtain both urine and oral toxicology screen appeared to whether the petitioner could not urinate and his saliva was not sufficient to moisten the oral swab. Period, end quote. Therefore, they were unable to confirm his medication being in his system. Period. He was currently working sedentary duty. Period. On 5/13/19, Dr. Kwan noted the report of a CAT scan indicating possible avascular necrosis occurring in a portion of the foot. He was going to continue with his bone stimulator and increase his Lyrica. Paired oxycodone was again prescribed. He was allowed to remain at full duty at his current position, which was sedentary. Period. He concluded he did not have enough clinical or objective findings to diagnose complex regional pain syndrome. Period. It was unlikely that a lumbar sympathetic block would provide substantial reduction in swelling or pain relief. Period. On 6/10/19, Dr. Kwan wrote he was not on medical THC program, but was positive on his last drug screen. Period. He provided samples again on this visit and was warned about taking any medications or substances while using opiate agents. Period. They do not automatically terminate for THC. Period. However, he understands another violation will result in termination of any controlled substance from the clinic other than Lyrica or similar product. Period. The petitioner claimed he understood. Period. At another visit with Dr. Kwan on 7/8/19, he wrote Mr. Tarasco was scheduled for surgery. Period. On 1/16/20. He was going to continue his opiate medication. Period. He does have neuropathic pain, but did not meet criteria for complex regional pain syndrome. Period. He discussed adjusting his medications. Period. New paragraph. He saw another podiatrist named Dr. Clinch, C-L-I-N-C-H, on 4/24/19. Period. They discussed the prognosis of a subtalar joint arthrodesis in the future. Period. She would recommend continuing with immobilization, non-weight bearing, and use of a bone stimulator. Period. She would like to see the talus avascular necrosis process halt prior to any intervention. Period. She also stressed the importance of smoking cessation again, as it was a high risk for failure of recovery. Period. At the visit on 10/16/19, they reviewed the CAT scan again. Period. He had no pain on exam, and he would be progressed to a CAM boot. Period. He was referred for physical therapy and to follow up in 1 month. Period. New paragraph. On 4/29/19, he did a CAT scan to be inserted here. Period. Was compared to a study of 8/24/18. Period. On 6/20/19, he underwent an MRI to be inserted here, but it was not compared to any other studies. Period. Plain x-rays were done on 6/20/19. That showed nonspecific presumed linear-like vascular calcification or soft tissue myositis about the posterior lateral distal calf. Here there is hardware about the calcaneus that appears intact and aligned appropriately with extramedullary plates and osteotomy screws going from a lateral to that of a medial direction. Period. Whether or not it involves the talus is difficult to fully clarify. Period. The tibia-talar joint is obscured. appeared remaining bony anatomy is intact, but does clearly, but is quickly diminutive in appearance due to the disuse of osteopenia. Period. He also had x-rays on 7/18/19 that showed no acute osseous pathology in the right foot. Period. Post-surgical calcaneus appeared stable. Period. The bones of the foot are demineralized. Period. Another CAT scan was done on 7/18/19 to be inserted here. Period. New paragraph. New paragraph on 8/9/19. He underwent an admission history and physical in preparation for surgery. Period. A larger past medical history was noted, including anxiety, as well as fractures of T3 and T4 vertebrae. Period. He had undergone surgery on both knees. And then on his left hand. Period. He had repeat x-rays in preparation for the procedure. Period. On 8/9/19, Dr. Clinch performed surgery involving removal of hardware of the right ankle and subtalar joint fusion with bone graft. Period. She gave several postoperative diagnoses to be inserted here. Period. Mr. Taraska followed up postoperatively. Period. On 8/16/19, it was noted that he was status post right removal hardware of the ST joint fusion postoperative day one. Period. On 8/9/19, Dr. Clinch performed right foot removal of painful hardware and right foot subtalar joint arthrodesis. Period. The postoperative diagnosis was right foot painful hardware and right foot subtalar joint arthritis. Period. New paragraph. Another CAT scan was done on 9/11/19 to be inserted here. Period. This was repeated on 10/9/19 to be inserted here. Period. On 11/26/19, he had plain x-rays of the foot. Period. Another CAT scan was done on 12/5/19 to be inserted. Period. Lastly, Mr. Taraska underwent an EMG by Dr. Gallagher on 1/7/20. Period. This revealed mild to moderate acute right tarsal tunnel syndrome, semicolon, uncertain function of the tibial nerve in the leg due to pain resulting in impaired activation. Period. Physical exam. Extremities lower. Inspection revealed healed open scars about the left Achilles and the right ankle. Period. There was swelling of the right ankle and atrophy of the right calf. Period. Plantar flexion was 25 degrees and dorsiflexion 10 degrees, but inversion and eversion were full. Period. Motion of the left ankle as well as both hips and knees was full in all planes without crepitus or tenderness. Period. Manual muscle testing was 4+/5. Resisted right extensor hallux was longer strength, and 4/5 of plantar flexor strength. Period strength was otherwise 5/5. Period, he was mildly tender to palpation just distal to the lateral malleolus, but there was none on the left. Period, feet and ankles normal. New paragraph, he did have healed surgical scarring about the right ankle. Period, it had roughly an L shape, but the longitudinal branch measuring 2.5 inches in length and the lateral 3.5 inches in length. Period. This was surrounded by a thicker scar. Period. thoracic normal on the sacral. He ambulated with a mild limp on the right. Appeared he could not walk on his heels or toes. Appeared the rest of the lumbar is normal. Impressions. On 8/19/18, Gregory Tarasco fell from 15 feet off of a ladder onto his feet. But he was seen at the emergency room where x-rays quickly identified a fracture of his calcaneus that was immobilized. Appeared shortly thereafter, he was seen by podiatrist Dr. Vicaris. Appeared additional diagnostic studies were performed. Appeared surgery was done on 9/5/18 to be inserted. Appeared this was followed by physical therapy. Appeared he had serial CAT scans. Period. He also came under the care of Dr. Clinch, who performed surgery on 8/9/19 to be inserted here. Period. New paragraph, the current examination found there to be moderately reduced range of motion about the right ankle. Period. There was swelling of the right ankle and atrophy of the right calf. Period. He had a mild limp on the right. In the paragraph, there is 12.5% permanent partial disability referable to the statutory right foot. Period, there is 0% permanent partial disability referable to the statutory right leg. Period. End.